Welcome to Thursday Thoughts at Resonance 7, where we reflect on the reality of God and resolve to let it resound in our lives, repeatedly. Let's think about this. Soar we now where Christ hath led, alleluia. Acts 1:9. And when Jesus had said these things, as they were looking on, he was lifted up, and a cloud took him out of their sight. This account is from the ascension of Christ, when he was taken up into glory. After his resurrection, Jesus appeared to his disciples many times, but this was the final time. He led the way, and one day we will join him. What if it were today? Are you ready? Following our exalted head, alleluia. Colossians 1:18. And he is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in everything he might be preeminent. He was the firstborn from among the dead, but many more will follow. Who are they? His church, his blood-bought bride. All who are trusting Christ's work to make us right with the Father. He is our head, and we, his body, will follow him. Are you following him today? Made like him we rise. Alleluia. Colossians 3:1 and 4. If then you have been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. When Christ, who is your life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. Our having been raised with Christ enables us to be made like him in resurrection glory. Being made like him ensures that we will appear with him in glory. The wonders that await us are beyond comprehension. Thank him for making you like him. Ours the cross, the grave, the skies. Alleluia. Hebrews 12:2. Looking to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is seated at the right hand of the throne of God. So let's keep our eyes on Jesus. That makes it much easier to follow him. And since we want the skies like him, we must take up our cross and die to ourselves so we can live for him. Ask him to help you take up your cross today and die to sin. Take a few moments and talk to Jesus about what has come to your mind. Or listen to what he's saying to you. And then I'll read our text once more. Soar we now where Christ hath led, alleluia. Following our exalted head, alleluia. Made like him we rise, alleluia. Ours the cross, the grave, the skies, alleluia. Take the mindfulness of God's presence cultivated in these last few minutes into the next ones and beyond. Until next time, be resonant.